Recording. All right, good afternoon. This is the personnel board for October 2025 for the city of Madison.
Perfect. Let me get myself together here, get all my notes. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dana Denny, chair of the Madison Personnel Board, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. With that done, let's take a roll call.
Angela Nash.
Helga Vranny.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our September meeting?
So moved.
Oh.
Do I have a second?
Wait a second. I
Oh,
think.
actually, you know what? We Angela, I'm sorry. I totally skipped past Iman's part. Sorry, Iman.
Sorry, I have to make a
Go
brief
ahead.
announcement
You
because
do. I'm sorry.
this is a virtual meeting and we are particularly concerned, or it is particularly important that we pay careful attention to Robert's Rules of Orders. So therefore, please don't speak until you have raised your hand or been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to debate or move an amendment must also raise their hand or be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some matter to bring to the attention of the chair, please, such as a point of order or request for additional information, please use your raise hand function. If you lose connection at any time, please reconnect by clicking on the link in your email invite. For our committee members, we ask that you please keep your videos active and on for the duration of the meeting. Again, use raised hand if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. For any city staff present, we ask you please activate your video when you are speaking and use that raised hand feature if you are asked a question. For any members of the general public in attendance, your name should match, your Zoom name must match your registration name, and you will remain muted with your camera off until the chair recognizes you. And please don't use that video. The floor is yours, Chair.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Before I move on to the meeting, do we have any members of the public this afternoon?
We do not have any registrants today.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, now I will jump into the official spiel. Do we have anyone on the board who would like to approve the minutes from our September meeting?
So moved.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. With that, there's going to be some barking at my house. Is there any discussion on the motion? If there's no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will call the roll. Seeing no objection, the motion to approve the motion passes. Seeing there's no comment, excuse me, let me begin for a moment.
Dana, something is happening with your sound.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry, my dog walker just. Oh, I'm moving to another room.
Noise cancellation.
Thank you for that. Sorry. I knew my dog walker was going to come and interrupt the meeting. Sorry, my brother is taking the offensive candidate right now. Okay, let's move on. Are there any disclosures or recusals on the part of the board members? Okay, not hearing any, let's move on to new business. With that, and I'm trying to get to my actual notes here. Is that up on the screen or not? Let's move on to the first new business. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you very much, Helga. HR, you may present.
Am I supposed to raise my hand to do this?
I don't think so. You're recognized, Mike.
All right, great. Thank you, Board. Mike Lipsky, HR consultant, presenting on a transit HR generalist. What we're looking to do in this action is to reinforce the HR function at Metro Transit. So the memo goes into more details, but basically at the end of the day, with the approval of this action, the Metro HR unit would consist of a HR coordinator who would be supervising this position and a transit employee relations assistant. These three positions together would all report up through Jesse Stammer, who's the director of administration at Metro Transit. This position particularly will supplement some of the professional HR functions that were created when the HR manager position was eliminated, and also supplement the work of the HR coordinator. So this position's primary focus is going to be on labor relations activities, helping supervisors and managers conduct workplace investigations, plan those investigations, work through central HR on the disposition, help think through issues that may intersect with discipline, such as accommodations requests, FMLA, things like that. So requiring a high level of understanding of HR laws and how they interact with one another. The position will also have engagement and equity activities, as well as tracking of HR records, including performance reviews and things like that. So recommending that we create the position as a generalist, starting in range four, which would provide a two-range lower separation than the HR analysts in central HR. But upon learning, you know, Metro and its various functions, the Teamster bargaining contract, this position would have the ability to advance to a level two in Concrete 44 range six, which would be equivalent to HR analyst one in central HR. So the request for this is to create the compensation series of transit HR generalist one and two in ranges four and six, and then recreate that HR manager position as a transit HR generalist two, allowing Metro to underfill at the one level.
Would you see this advancing any higher? I see this as kind of equating to sort of like the dash management function. The way that it operates sort of in state service, is this kind of similar to that, where it kind of advises transit, but not necessarily functions as a supervisory or management position?
Correct, because the transit HR coordinator is the supervisor of this position. And then you also have that administration officer. And as far as advancement, right now that transit HR coordinator is in range eight. So, you know, having this position in ranges four and six is appropriate with that structure.
Okay, so right now it would function more as an HR business partner sort of.
Right, exactly. Hence the generalist title.
Okay, any additional questions other than mine from the board? Okay, the motion was to approve. Are there, not hearing any additional questions, the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor. If you do object, please use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will call the roll. Okay, not seeing any objection, the motion passes. Let's move on to our next item of new business. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you very much, Angela. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. HR, you may present.
Okay, this is me. I didn't have the agenda readily available. I'm Bill Wick. I'm a human resources analyst with City HR. I will be discussing recommendations related to a study of multiple positions in the finance department. The original request came from the finance director, Dave Schmidt-Key, in early January of 2024 to study a number of positions within the finance department. HR determined it would be appropriate to look at the entire agency structure, given the number of positions being looked at. Ultimately, 29 positions were studied, and there are 12 recommendations as a result of those studies, including the creation of four new classifications. So those recommendations are recommending the creation of a new classification of assistant finance director in Comp Group 18, Range 19. That would be deleting the classifications of budget and program evaluation manager, and separately the accounting services manager in Comp Group 18, Range 17, and reallocating the employees of those positions to the new classification. Also creating a new classification of enterprise program supervisor in Comp Group 18, Range 14, and reallocating two accountant fours and a data analyst four from Range 12 into that new classification. Also creating a new classification series of enterprise accountant one and enterprise accountant two in Comp Groups 18, Range 12, and Range 13, respectively. Range 12 aligns with the existing accountant four classification, which would still exist in the classification system to potentially be used in non-enterprise agencies. Creating a new classification series of enterprise analyst one and enterprise analyst two in Comp Group 18, Range 12, and Range 13, respectively. These are analyst positions that work largely with budgeting processes. We'd be recreating the administrative analyst four positions in finance as administrative analyst twos, reallocating one of those employees to the new enterprise analyst one class, employees in the other positions that are currently being underfilled would remain in their current classifications pending potential future movement as part of career progression. So those are the new classifications proposed for creation. Additionally, we are recommending movement of the classifications of risk manager from Comp Group 18, Range 15, and treasury and revenue manager from Comp Group 18, Range 16, both to Comp Group 18, Range 17, and reallocating the employees of those positions to the new range. Moving the classification of internal audit manager from Comp Group 18, Range 15 to Range 16, and reallocating the employee of that position to the new range. Moving the classification of principal accountant from Comp Group 18, Range 14 to Comp Group 18, Range 15, and reallocating the three employees in that classification to the new range. Moving the classification series of buyer one, buyer two, and buyer three from Comp Group 16, Range 15, 16, and 17, respectively, to Comp Group 16, Range 16, 18, and 20, respectively, and reallocating the employees of those positions either to the new buyer two range or the new buyer three range. Moving the classification of document services lead worker from Comp Group 20, Range 13 to Comp Group 20, Range 14, and reallocating the employee to the new range. Moving the classification series of document services specialist one and two from Comp Group 20, Range 7 and Range 10, respectively, to Comp Group 20, Range 8 and Range 11, respectively. That is a single position. It is a series progression. Recommendations to reallocate the employee of that position to the new document services specialist two range. Move the classification of administrative support clerk two from Comp Group 20, Range 9 to Comp Group 20, Range 10, and reallocate the employees. Well, there's only one filled position. Currently, one is vacant, so reallocating the employee to the new range, and then the vacant position would likely be filled at the admin support clerk one level as soon as possible. And then lastly, recreate position of program assistant 1 in comp group 20 range 11 as a program assistant 2 in comp group 20 range 12 and reallocate the employee to the new range. Structurally, we determined that the current allocation of duties and responsibilities worked very well, was appropriate, so didn't need to reconfigure any of the sections in the finance department, but did feel that these recommendations are appropriate given the significant amount of time that has passed since many of these classifications were last studied. For example, the principal accountant classification was created in 2015. The accounting services manager position likely hasn't been studied in more than 2 decades. So given the changes in complexity related to financial systems, budget systems, the very high level of responsibility and broad scope of impact of the work on city operations, we felt these recommendations are appropriate. Are there any questions?
So I have a question. So for I read through the documentation. So for all of the positions that are centralized under the enterprise system, the positions are then that were associated with those are going to be abolished, and the new classifications and titles are going to take those over. But for example, where the data analyst position is going to be shared, that is still going to remain because those are still shared by other departments. But for instance, where obviously the accounting, the risk management, for instance, which would be a position that would only be remain in that enterprise office, that's going to be abolished, but that would be correct. Am I correct
Well,
in
the
my
risk
assumption
manager
there?
is the risk manager is a unique
A
position.
unique
So
position,
we are
and
just
then that
moving
would just be
the
under
range
enterprise. Yeah.
up.
So okay.
But yes, where there are unique classifications that are
Okay.
being
Okay.
retitled, they're not used elsewhere, those would be
Right.
deleted from.
Okay. That's
I
what I
did want to
figured.
point out,
Okay.
sorry, I should have probably
No,
led
no,
with this
no.
earlier. There is
No,
an
I got
error in the body of the memo related to position 4794 of accountant
okay.
4. The initial recommendation was going to be to put that in the enterprise accountant series. However, given the supervisory nature of that role, we determined it was more appropriate to be placed in the enterprise program supervisor
Okay.
class. That is correctly reflected in the bullet points and the resolution itself. It's
Okay.
the memo did not get
That was
updated
going to be that's
accordingly.
going to be my next
So,
question. Okay. Never mind. Okay.
apologies for that.
No, that's okay. You adequately answered that. That was going to be my next question. So, okay. All right. Thank you. Does anybody else have any?
Dana,
Dana,
you
you're
were on mute.
Sorry, the recommendation was to approve. Let me get to my note. I keep flipping from thing to thing. the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, please use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Seeing no objection, the motion passes. With that, our new business is complete for today. And all we have left are two discussion items that are remaining on the agenda. And I can pass that over to Iman and the remainder of of Human Resources to take that over.
All right.
Thanks, Julie.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just an update on the compensation study. So Baker Tilly is close to finalizing their proposed pay plans. We just have a few updates that we are intending to send over to them. And then they are going to revise them to current salaries for 2025 so that we are on the same matching apples to apples. In addition to that, we will be scheduling some employee meetings the first week of November to share out those pay plans and also share out the benefits analysis, which is another part of the overall compensation plan project. So they have staff that I believe have finalized that. We just haven't seen the most updated version of that. They are also currently working on an equity analysis. So we have not seen anything on that at this point. And then they are also costing out some different implementation plans, some options that we can look at and make a determination when we get to that point. So just had a meeting with our steering team earlier this week. And so, yeah, next thing coming up then, like I mentioned, is those meetings in November.
Thank you very much, Julie. Any questions on behalf of the board? Okay, next discussion item.
I have attached this month's administrative actions. So if there were any questions, I'm more than happy to take those, but just sharing those as we will with Finance Committee at the end of the year as well.
That is it from me. I do know that we had entertained taking nominations for the board for next year, and I do have two that I would like to submit, one for chair and one for vice chair. And they happen to be sitting right here. And I was wondering, may I do that?
Are you just opening the suggestion, or because as far as an agenda item, I was going to put it on when we had Walt confirmed as well, so that we are dealing with the full board. Yeah, I thought about it for this month, and then I was like, no, let's do November for next year.
Actually, because I was like, I think I have to formally make a motion to actually put it on to the agenda, but. Wasn't sure.
Okay. Motion granted. Am I allowed to
okay.
say?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we will definitely have that and the review of the code of ethics at our next meeting as well. Okay. So
yeah. So both of these fine women have served faithfully in Europe. So okay. Guess what? We are at the end of the October agenda. So with that, I believe a motion to adjourn is in order. All in favor? No, is there a motion to adjourn first? Then all in favor. Let's get out of here. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, thank you, Angela.
Second.
Is there a second? Thank you, Helga. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Till next month in November.
Thank you. Enjoy
Thank you
the
so
fun.
Much. Thank you all. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Good afternoon. Without the barking dog. Okay. We'll see you.